Das kann sich nicht machen, so schlagen wir mir hören, sagen sie, chulen darf, mem, wov, was mich ist, nicht laha covid, wie chulu. Fäng mal, the mission suggests, if there's any small amount of liver remaining, the animal is not a trefe, even if the remainder is smaller than a kazayas. However, another mission says, it's only kosher, if there's at least a kazayas that remains. If the Marab Yosef said, our mission follows the view of Rav Chia, who would not eat the liver of an animal, which shows that he did not consider it to be a very healthy part of the animal to eat, which means that it's not so essential to the life of the animal. But the other mission follows the view of Rav Shimon by Rebbe, who would dafka eat the liver, which shows that he did consider it to be a healthy food, and therefore must be, because it was essential to the animal, that seems to be what makes it healthy. Zokmar Vait Rav Zera met Rabba and Rav Yosef as they were fleeing the king's army, and told them the gezayis of the liver that must remain for the animal to be kosher must be at the place where the gallbladder attaches to the liver. Rabba Bar Hava said the gezayis must be at the place where the liver attaches to the kidney. Rav Papa said, therefore, we require that a gezayis remain at the place that it attaches to the gallbladder and at the place that it attaches to the kidney. Rav Yirmiyah asked, what if there's a gezayis remaining but not all attached together in one place? What if the gezayis is a long and narrow strip of liver rather than a shape like a gezayis? Rav Ashi asked, what if the remaining gezayis is actually all flattened out? All these cases, teku bleibta shayla. Rav Zrika asked Rav Ami, what if the liver is there but it's mostly detached and only slightly attached to the diaphragm? And if the Gemara Rami said, according to both views of where the gezayis has to be, this would be a kosher animal. Okay, the mission then moved on and said, Horeo shenikva. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel and Rashi all say that the Mishnah means that even a hole in the outer membrane of the lung makes the animal a trefa. Others say that it's only a hole in the inner membrane that makes it a trefa. Fakt Gemara Pshita, that is, the outer membrane was punctured, but the inner membrane was not. The inner membrane protects the lung, and the animal is kosher. We see this from Rava, who said if a lung was peeled that it looks like a red date, meaning the outer membrane is missing, it's kosher. What's the halacha if the inner membrane is punctured, but the outer membrane is not? Does the outer membrane protect the lung or not? So Rav Acha and Ravina argue. One says it does not protect, and one says it does. The Gemara says the halacha is that the outer membrane alone does protect the lung, and you can see this from a ruling of Rav Yosef. The ruling says, if we hear the sound of escaping air when we blow into the lungs of an animal, if we can tell from where the sound is coming, so we put a feather or some saliva or a piece of straw on that area. If they move, it means the air is escaping from the lung and the animal is a trefa. If they don't move, it means that there's a hole in the inner membrane and the air is rushing to in between the membranes and the animal is there for kosher. If we don't know where the sound is coming from, we put the lungs into a bowl of lukewarm water and then inflate the lungs. If we see bubbles, so that means it's a trefa. If not, it's kosher, like we just explained. Rava said if a lung was peeled and it looks like a red date, meaning the outer membrane is missing, it's kosher. Rava also said if part of a lung became red, the animal is kosher. If the entire lung became red, it's a trefa. Ravina asked Rava, you say that when it's only partially red, it's kosher because it can heal itself. A brisa suggests when it's fully red, it can heal itself also. Rather, there should be no difference. Mark continues, Rava also said if even part of the lung dried up, the animal is a trefa. How severely dried up must it be, affecting Gemara? So a puppy in the name of Rava said, dry enough that it falls apart when pushed with the fingernail. Frekma, this would only seem to follow Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam of a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the mum of a dried up ear of a Bechor. The Mishnah says the Rabbanan says dried up for this purpose if the ear can be punctured without causing it to bleed. Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam says it has to be dried up enough that it falls apart when pushed with the fingernail. Seems that Rabba only follows Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam. Mar says no. Maybe the Rabbanan only hold that way regarding the ear of the Bechor because it's exposed to the wind, which makes it not be able to heal even if it has that level of dryness. However, regarding the lung, maybe they agree with Rabba. Mark continues, Rav also said a lung that has scabs on it, if they're black or other colors of the kind that would not make the animal a trefa if they were found on the lung, then the animal is kosher. Mark continues, I remember the name of Rav said, although there are times when we make a hole in the lung after death to compare it to another hole that we found, which can help us to determine if the hole over there was found that we just saw was present during the animal's life or only after the death, we don't use this method of comparison to examine the hole left from a blister. The Mara continues, Rav also said, if two sections of the lung are attached to each other, it's not possible to examine this lung for a hole, because even if there's a hole between these two sections, their attachment will prevent us from finding the hole through examination. However, if there's only that's only if the two sections are not right next to each other. If they are the ones that are right next to each other, since that's a normal way of their growth, the animal would still be kosher.